I asked my mom, like, so what does the vapor rub do? Like, what is it supposed to actually do? And she was like, it's supposed to just make you feel better. So whether it be a cut,
if I smack you sometimes.
If I broke my arm, she would just put vapor rub on it. So I had to know, what is this miracle cream? And why is it not curing cancer right now?
And we always have a bunch of it.
You know what I mean? So I literally read the directions. And that's how I ended up where I am now.
Oh, it also helps with relief of pain associated with minor skin irritation.
That is correct.
Oh, that's interesting.
Vapor rub actually has, like, a lot of uses.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What if anyone was like, yo, let me rub some vapor rub on you?
If I was sick, I'd be like,
if a stranger just came in and was like, let me rub some vapor rub.
Like, you've been talking to somebody and he's like, you know what time it is. Put on the vapor rub.
If I was sick and he said that, I'd be like, okay.
You about to get rubbed.
But any other time, I'd be like,
is it a stranger?
Somebody you've been talking to.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, she pull up on you like, you know what time
it
is.
You
don't know what time it is, though.
I don't know what time it is.
But I miss someone be like, I think it's, hold on. It's 10:51. That's what time it is.
How long have you had this vapor rub
for? A while. Don't ask me what the expiration date on it, because I don't think there is one.
No, you hope there isn't one.
Sorry, I have a nose. You can hear the strained, like, inhale. It's like a bee.
On chest and throat helps temporarily relieve cough, as may occur with common cold,
which is why you reapply
bronchial and irritation, which means you periodically put this on your chest to temporarily but permanently keep you away from the feels.
Yep, because your body kind of, you know, does it on its own. It's just for the symptom.
I'm a man of earth. I hate medicine. So if I'm sick, I just kind of take it. And then if I die, I die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you drink tea?
No.
So is it me or is social media just like super reckless lately?
It's been great.
How reckless are, what part of the internet are you on?
All of them.
No, like, where are you trend-wise, hashtag-wise? What is the recklessness you're talking about?
Oh, it's, like, literally on, like, Twitter, Facebook, even Instagram.
Twitter's always been reckless.
Actually, Instagram's actually very mild-mannered.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Instagram's a little more monitored. They're not. Because, like, on Twitter, you can post porn, like, honestly.
You know they're getting rid of that?
Next year.
That's why I abandoned Tumblr.
Yeah, next year they're getting rid of all that shit.
Tumblr doesn't have any more porn.
Oh yeah, no,
it's been gone for a while.
Yeah,
that's
been
gone.
Which is why nobody's on it.
That's why literally, that's what killed Tumblr.
Oh. And all the horny people came to Twitter, and here I am.
Because you know what it is? It was like the aesthetic porn. Like, you, people who didn't really want to watch porn, they just wanted like softcore like images and GIFs.
You know what's crazy? I feel like this is what's going to bring people back to Facebook, now that Facebook has this whole like sensitive, you know, that sensitive button now?
Yeah.
Where it's like they'll hide the image or the video, and then you have to press a button to uncover it. So now it's like a personal choice if you want to see some fuck shit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I hate Facebook, because like this some fuck shit that happens all the time on that feed. Like, people just be, that's why I unfollow or block everyone now, because I'm just y'all be putting anything. Babies with two heads.
I've been thinking about getting back on Facebook just because of how stupid it is now. Because, like, I want to be stupid, too. Because I can't be stupid on Twitter no more, because no one talks to you on Twitter no more.
I'll talk to you on Twitter.
You don't talk on Twitter. You don't even tweet on Twitter.
I don't even really tweet. I retweet everything. And like and retweet. I really don't talk.
I'm not even on Twitter, so...
My Twitter is just full of like funny stuff.
Wow.
I was on Twitter and then I just kind of migrated.
I feel like TikTok is slowly like,
she didn't give up,
virusing themselves into everyone else. Like, TikTok is on Twitter, TikTok is on Facebook, Facebook is on Instagram. Barbet,
where this girl is like, I wish I was a roach so I can crawl into jail and be with my man.
What?
Oh my god.
And guess where that was from? Facebook. I want to go back on Facebook. Hold on, I got you. So, who wants to start this off?
I mean,
it's already been started.
My wife going look
young. Oh, we've been recording this entire time? Oh,
yeah, great. I mean, we're like 5 minutes in already, damn, but it's cool.
We're out here talking about social media porn? That's crazy.
Wow.
Girl, you crazy.
That's the intro. All right, guys.
Well, welcome back, everyone, for another episode of Otaku Cafe.
Yup. Yes.
This is Frankie Ocean in your ears right now.
AKA Nasals. She's nasals this nasally. Episode.
This is a nasally episode nasally. With your girl, Frankie. Sorry, I meant to say that more adorable. Like, this is a nasally episode with your girl, Frankie.
It doesn't work because you're sick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sound like...
This is your episode with your girl, Frankie.
With your girl, Frankie.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Wow. That's what you guys think of?
No, you're just sick. That's all it is. Okay. Hey, guys, this is Mello, you know, here. And queer. No, I'm not. I'm kidding.
That's a very unique intro.
Not that unique. It's 2019.
Guys, it's 2019. I'm actually not queer. I just wanted to always say that as an intro, and it felt great. Who's next?
Well, this is Tati. We're not sticking with the name T-Nasty.
Nah.
You literally just said it. Nobody even said T-Nasty, but you brought it up.
T-Nasty, stop.
You listen, need to relax, T-Nasty.
T-Nasty, if you can't come up with another name besides T-Nasty, it's sticking T-Nasty. To T-Nasty.
Exactly.
This is like the fifth episode.
You need to have a moniker. We're like superheroes, and you need to have a superhero code name.
Hey,
do you
want to
be number five? Like,
T-Nasty. Y'all know why she's T-Nasty? Nastiest person in the room. Oh, I'm just gonna create.
I have to hardly disagree.
Please create sound effects.
I'm just gonna create.
I'm gonna create like just random stories as to why they call you T Nasty.
Okay. Oh my god, that's we should right. come up with a story every week. So this I'm one time.
That's like that's gonna be its own segment. What did T Nasty do this week?
Why is T Nasty so nasty?
Oh god.
We're just going to come up with, like, made-up stories. All
right.
Yeah.
And you already know the vibes, guys. It's the boy, Great Saint Otaku BB in the building, but we're going to just call it BB for short for this show. But you can put it all – if you can fit it all in your mouth, put it all in your mouth.
I remember when you forgot that. It was hilarious.
You're like, wait. You're like, wait.
It took me, like, a good 5 minutes to remember. I was like, wait.
BB.
I was like, there's a saint in it. Wait. I remember saint because it's, like, one of –
So,
G-Sop.
Oh, it's sticking.
G-Sop.
It's sticking.
G-Sop.
Oh, so it's sticking now. Cool.
It's Great Saint Otaku BB. G-Sop.
Okay, G-Sop. Oh.
I said this like 3 weeks G-Sop? Ago.
The cold is affecting your brain.
G-Sop. Wow.
No, all right. G-Sop, so, for our first segment, do you guys want to start off with? The fuck have you been watching lately?
That's how we should always start it. The fuck have you been watching lately?
We didn't even
lately?
Do that
what
last
What the fuck have definitely. You been watching lately? Like that?
We should get like a DJ that voice works. Where it's like, burr, 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 burr. What the fuck have you been watching lately? Lately.
Lately.
You got it. You got
yeah,
it,
get
John
real 2000. Oh.
Damn, son, where'd you hear that from?
Yeah. Trapaholics. So who would like to go first?
Ladies first.
Always.
Nasty ladies first.
That's specifically one person, apparently.
So I just finished Junie Tyson.
Mm, is it nasty?
Oh, it was nasty. The ending, not so much. But it was okay.
Who was your favorite character over there?
So I really liked the ox.
Really?
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Was not expecting that.
I wasn't either.
Okay. I actually liked, who was it, the boar in the beginning, and then when she, you know.
Like 10 minutes
D-E-D,
in.
D-E-D, you know.
Yeah. No spoilers. Yeah.
We're spoiling things here.
Yeah, we
are we spoiling things?
Okay. Yeah, podcast. We're not spoiling.
All right, go ahead, spoil it up.
All right, so when she, you know,
I thought there
died,
was like a time, there was like a time frame for which, in which we spoiled things.
I think it's more along the lines of how long the anime's been out, and it's not our fault.
It's been a while.
Okay. It was
like 2.5 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, yeah. It's definitely been like.
I mean, don't give away the whole thing, but like, yeah. Like,
go
you
ahead.
Have to retell
I,
the
so yeah, my favorite character, obviously the boar. So when she died, I was very disappointed.
No, that's how I felt in Claymore when Teresa died.
Okay.
My life just didn't make sense anymore.
Can we all... Have you watched Junie Tyson, Frank?
Nope.
Really?
It's really good.
I'm surprised. That's like right up your alley.
It is. Who's your favorite character, Barbara?
To be honest, it was the boar. It never stopped being the boar. So, for example, again, going back to Claymore, Teresa was my favorite character. Mm. And then as Claymore progressed, I was just waiting for her to come back, and she never did. So it's like, I was like, all right, well, she's still my favorite character. Same thing with Itachi. Mm. Itachi was my favorite character. He died. I was like, I don't give a fuck, though. Just because a character dies doesn't mean they stop being my favorite character. That's just me, though.
My favorite was a tiger.
The tiger was a good character. Like very, very fun character.
She was great.
I will definitely watch this.
Yeah, I really feel like you're going to love the series.
No, she would. You definitely
You're going to love that series.
I love anything that has to do with the Zodiacs.
I think they're coming out with a season 2.
Samesies.
Samesies.
So then, okay. Barbara, the fuck have you been watching lately?
Oh, ladies first. Go ahead, Frankie.
Wow.
It looks as if she was still searching. I apologize.
No, she wasn't searching. I thought she was just writing down like the suggestion we gave her.
Go ahead. Well, I did, and then I didn't.
What you been watching lately, Mucinex?
I have been watching. Inconceivable. I've been catching up with Fire Force.
How have you liked it?
I love it. I didn't think I was. Yes. So
hold on. Wait. What episode are you on?
10.
Mm. That's why she still likes it.
Yeah.
Wow, it goes downhill?
No. But you saw how the progression was like, boom, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Fire Force had a strong, like, out the gate, hit.
Pew, pew.
But towards the end.
The buildup. People weren't waiting for the buildup.
Yeah. People weren't waiting for the buildup, one. And then towards the end, they started, like, depending on fan service to, like, carry the show. And I was like,
I hate when fan service gets the confusion.
That's what I'm saying. The way Fire Force opened, everybody who was watching it was like, fan service is not needed because the show is actually good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they literally shifted it because they started to, like, coast because they wanted to, like, develop the story. And I understand why they needed to do setup, but in the setup, they were just, like, hoping that fan service would just carry the setup, and it was just, like, it just wasn't translating well.
Nope.
But, again, that's just my opinion. You might, like what they do.
I agree with you. And this actually comes back to one of our, like, previous podcasts when I was talking about how, like, since this anime just started, it started off in, like, filler style.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got into the main story.
Fire. I loved it.
I don't mind.
I really liked it.
But it's good, though, because, like, you see how the progression of everyone is, how everyone got together. Like, it's filler into the main plot, and I'm fine with that.
Me too.
I'm tired of the flashbacks. That's what I'm saying. Good amount of flashback and good stories, like, reasons of why I got there, but not, like, to make up the entire...
Exactly. So it's actually the story. Like, they fillered it into the main story, and I'm glad they did that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But Fire Force, she's liking it.
I'm liking it. Have you guys... Black Fox, that movie that I was talking about, is it actually out? Yeah, it's out.
In October, right?
Mm-hmm. It already came out, yeah.
It's already out.
For a while, I thought I had watched it because on my queue, it shows that I watched it, but it didn't show that I completed it.
Also,
it's on Crunchyroll, actually.
Oh. It's on Crunchyroll, and if we're announcing things that are just available, No Game, No Life is available on Netflix.
That's a good series, too.
That is a good series.
Wait, is that the one?
It's the No Game, No Life movie, though.
Oh, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, the No Game, No Life movie is available on Netflix.
Can anyone tell me if Bungo Stray Dogs is amazing. An anime?
Great.
Amazing.
Absolutely great.
Yeah? Okay.
Me and Sean cosplayed Bungo Stray Dogs at the last anime boss.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that. Was I too... Was
were you Dazai?
No, you didn't watch Bungo Stray Dogs, so you didn't know that's what we were cosplaying as.
Okay. Were you Dazai?
You thought we were just dressed up.
Yeah, I did.
People knew we were Bungo Stray Dogs.
Were you Dazai?
I was definitely high off some brownies when I saw you guys, though.
Yeah. It was funny because, like, when we were at the Dick and Buster's Hentai Extravaganza, you were, like, off your fucking rocker.
Oh, man.
It was very funny.
It was
I love Dick and Buster's hentai extravaganza. Pause, no homo.
Pause, no homo. What was the reason for the pause?
I said I love Dick.
Oh, pause, yeah. Pause, no homo. Okay, that makes
sense. Oh, can I add something that I've seen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Please do.
I already told you about this. Gantz.
Oh, so did you start watching the actual series?
I haven't, but the movie I really liked.
Right, the CGI.
That was really good.
That was, again, it was actually CGI that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, like they kind of reminded me of Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Yes.
Yes, so that's what I
That's really when CGI it. Is done correctly.
Exactly, yeah. So that was good. I didn't expect that boss to have so many levels to it, and it kind of reminded me of like Kingdom Hearts, the final boss. So,
fun fact. That movie, in as far as continuity goes, that movie is set after the events of the anime.
Oh.
So the main, like, so when you're watching the series, you're gonna be like, oh wait, this is the main character because he's not in the movie because yes. By the time of the movie, he's dead.
Okay.
That's right. Why, like, they're referencing him, mm-hmm. and you're like, who the fuck is Kay?
Yes, he was in the beginning, yeah. and then he was dead.
He okay. was dead, and now like you'll be able to understand how everything kind of progressed. And you're going to be confused, especially towards the end, because, like, a lot of crazy and weird shit happens. Mm-hmm. But they made that movie because that's actually what happened in the manga. Okay. And then, like, as far as the anime goes, it's actually very, like, similar to what happened in the manga as well. Mm. But after you finish watching the anime, you have to read the manga.
Okay.
You yeah. have to read the manga.
You yeah. have to.
That really pulled me in, that movie, because, yeah, that was a
it
lot
was
of...
so good. So much
the
blood.
The characters, even the characters. Like, I love that final boss.
Fire. Just,
the concept of it. Oh, my God.
So, they actually censored it. Because during that raid, there in the beginning of that raid, they met up with the, I think it was either the U.S. team or the Okinawa team or whatever other team it was. And they were, like, forcing it. To the point where, like, some of the like, Gantz fighters were actually, like, capturing aliens and then like holding them hostage and then like raping them and shit like that. Oh. It was really messed up. Right. Very, very messed up. That movie was like the censored version of what actually happened in the manga.
Okay. Yeah, no. That was, I mean, it was good on its own, but.
One of the guys tried raping like another alien and then ended up getting like absorbed and then his body was like turned inside out and mushed out. Bro, I'm telling you, that manga, fire. Oh, it was crazy. Like,
interesting.
It was always pushing the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would like anything like that, and it surprised me.
It gives me a Wicked City kind of, like, you know that really fucked up kind of, like, body dysmorphia anime vibe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, John. What have you been watching, Mello?
The fuck have you been watching, Mello?
The fuck have you been watching, Mello?
Well, I watched the first episode of this, and then I came back to it out of pure boredom, and I'm the type of person, like I said, I'm going to watch it through now that I'm on it. I'm watching season 2 of Alicization, Sword Art Online.
Why would you do that?
I don't blame you.
Sword Art Online Sorry. Has not been good since
Do you know why?
One.
I've been watching it because I'm like,
I be seeing clips around.
Maybe there's something they're going to tell me about something. It's still just, I don't understand the direction of this whole season at all.
Oh.
I saw a character that looked like, shaking my head. That looked like Saber from Fate.
Yep.
And I was like,
yep.
I'm already turned off.
Actually, what I should be doing is watching the new Fate show.
Yes.
I forgot about that shit.
I want to watch that too.
Fate Amazing Grand movie. Order, right?
Yep. Very, very good. I loved it.
Do you have to watch the entire,
no,
like, the beginning?
No.
Okay, great. Because I don't plan on
You should, back. Because they're all good, but.
I hate when I start something and I'm missing out from the original because it's not like I watched from the first series or season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a seasonal thing.
No, it's like different parallel universe kind
yeah
of thing.
All I can say for Fate is, like, if you watch it from the beginning, you'll definitely see some reoccurring heroes,
yeah,
but aside from that, they're not even like within the same character development of when you saw them before.
If you were gonna go in like chronological order, I would definitely start with Fate Zero.
Yeah, Fate Zero, and then it goes Fate Stay, right?
Yeah,
and then
Fate Stay Night, Infinite Blade Works.
Yeah, If you want to just watch something visually appealing off rip, Fate Apocrypha was mad good.
It looks so good. Yeah. I loved it.
It was good.
Fate. You could say it was Fate.
So I've been watching. I'm gonna mention one anime, and then I'm gonna mention an animated series, which is an American series that has just recently returned. So as far as anime that I've been watching, I actually just caught up today on Cautious Hero.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Because I only watched the first episode the last time we talked about
it. Is it good?
It's actually really fucking funny.
It's really funny.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
You need to understand.
He's like, slice of life.
If you go into it with the mentality that it's a comedy, you'll understand, like, all right, this is actually really fucking funny.
Is there action?
Do you watch any comedy,
so
Mello?
Much action. It's actually amazing.
What, like you're telling me, like, I'm a cut on an anime and it's just pure comedy?
No, it's not pure comedy. Like, it's like Fate-level, like, action scenes, but with, like, surrounded by a lot of comedy. Okay. Because he's, like, this overpowered hero,
and
but
Cautious Hero, that's what it's
just,
under in Crunchyroll?
He's extremely cautious.
It's on, I think it's on Hulu,
so,
right?
Frankie, to answer your question, I think the last comedy, I guess, that I watched, which I don't really call a comedy, but it kind of low-key was Gintama. Gintama slap.
Gintama is hilarious, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If I want to consider it a comedy, because the action was fire. But
amazing.
Yeah, Gintama was my last comedy.
Like, so the way Gintama is, Cautious Hero is. Mm. It's like, it's funny, but it's still, like, really fucking cool to watch.
I liked Gintama because it was, like, they showed the ground, and they're, like, samurais and shit, and you looked up, and there was just, like, spaceships everywhere.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck? That's how I got into it, because I was like,
this makes no sense.
Yeah, it made no sense, and then I got into it, and I was like, damn, I love this show.
Honestly, the thing that got me into Cautious Hero was the goddess. I think she's so funny, bro. She's always making me laugh, bro. Every scene that she's in, she's mad funny. Cause she's like mad horny for no reason. Yo, she's mad funny. But as far as the animated series, so I don't know if anybody here is a fan of Steven Universe.
Oh, I am.
Oh my god, yes.
So Steven Universe is back.
Yay. It is?
Yes, but now he's older.
Oh my
He's 16
god.
Years old.
On Cartoon Network?
Yep. Much more mature body.
Oh god.
Whole new set of powers. New storyline, new adventures.
We're not talking about the one that, like, his, man, what's the name called? The toy. She's not a toy.
What?
She's the pink.
So yeah, so this show is actually after the events of that movie.
Oh, okay, great.
So now the show is called Steven Universe Future. And the theme song is no longer We Are the Crystal Gems. Now it's Here We Are in the Future. That song that was in the movie.
Future.
Yeah, that is now the theme song of Steven Universe.
Almost every song from Steven Universe. They're really just so nice.
Bangers. All of them are bangers.
I've never watched it.
It's Steven really Universe?
It's really good. It's really appealing.
How much seasons is there?
Visual appealing.
Five.
Nope, you lost me.
The episodes are only 10 minutes, though.
Every Steven Universe show is 10 minutes?
Yep.
Yes.
Every episode.
How did it end up on Cartoon Network for 10 minutes?
Because that's all of Cartoon Network shows.
So there'll Flapjack be like two episodes back to back.
Gumball is 10 minutes. Teen Titans Go, 10 minutes. They're all 10 minutes, bro.
When did they start doing that?
Was
regular show 10 minutes?
Regular show was 10 minutes.
I watch regular show. That shit is heat.
So, and the reason why it didn't seem like 10 minutes is because they played them back to back in succession. So it would fill the whole, like, 20-minute or 30-minute block.
Five seasons, 160 episodes.
But
they're all
so 10
minutes.
Good.
All 10 minutes. So it's only, like, it's only 160 minutes. That's very short. In anime, it's very short.
That is, though. In anime, that's, like, what, a couple hours? Like,
yeah.
It's half the first season.
That's literally 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying. You'll literally fly by every episode.
When I watched it on YouTube, because I didn't even realize it was on Cartoon Network yet. I was just floating around YouTube and I found Steven Universe.
That show is a bang.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I got to the part where Garnet splits.
Oh.
I loved that.
And I love that so much. That's literally when I stopped.
Made my life.
I loved the whole Garnet love story.
I love Garnet.
You know another thing? I actually wanted to get into Adventure Time too, because I watched an episode one time. And I was like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Adventure Time is good.
Have you watched Brave Warriors?
Adventure
Time is great.
Brave Warriors? No.
It's from the makers of Adventure Time, but it's like more adult. Mm.
I heard the regular show animator made like an adult version of regular show as well.
Very funny.
He did? I need to watch that.
Very, very funny.
Not the anime version.
I forgot the name of the show. But
remember that one episode that they did that was like anime-like? They like try to goof on it?
Yeah. I think I remember that. That okay go guy was okay hero whatever his name is. That's a good show too.
No, Gumball. They try to make an animated.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I love that.
That was
with the action
one.
Scene.
Oh
the
yeah, I remember that episode. That episode was.
I was like, wow, if they really like put this into an anime, I'd totally watch this.
Yep. The Cloud Lady versus.
It's
the
called
Cat.
Close Enough. The adult regular show.
Yeah.
Called Close Enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard it's really good. So.
It's very funny.
That's a funny caption there.
But yes, definitely. There's only like 4 episodes out of Steven Universe Future, but I would definitely watch
Garnet.
It because
back together, and we'll never go back to the hands.
Estelle is an amazing singer.
I know. I was so impressed that she was singing like a known artist was singing on a. On a cartoon.
She's actually the voice of...
Of Garnet.
Yeah.
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 I mean, she does a great
Haven't
job.
Haven't really heard her since American Boy.
Nicki Minaj is one of the voices for one of the fusions as well.
Are you serious?
Really?
Who?
So, it's the fusion between Garnet and Amethyst.
Amethyst is the hyper one, right?
Yeah, short purple one.
Yeah, I remember.
It's that crazy one that looks like a rock star, like a giant rock star. Yeah, that's Nicki Minaj.
That's her voice?
Yeah, that's her voice.
That's so cool.
Childish Gambino was on a regular show, too.
Yes, he was.
And Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. I remember that episode.
That's wild.
Future was playing on Rick and Morty.
Future?
Yeah. While Rick was, like, hanging out with a dragon, they were playing, like, Percocets.
You're right. I remember that.
Yeah. It was mad funny.
Wow.
I was like, is that Future playing? And you just see Rick just like high as fuck just riding on a dragon.
The new season came out, right?
Yeah, it's going on right now.
Ooh, I know what I'm watching.
Season 3?
Also,
4, I think.
I want to give a huge shout out. I know there's only 2 episodes out right now. Huge shout out to the Harley Quinn show.
Oh, I've
that
seen
DC
that.
Show?
I've seen the clips of it.
The cartoon, yo, it is really good.
I heard it's funny.
It's so funny, bro. Like, from the moment it started, I was, like, dying laughing all the way until the episode ended. I was so sad that I started watching it when there was only 2 episodes out because I was like, this is something I would definitely binge. It's so funny. Every scene in, like, the show is just really great because they're just constantly making jokes between, like, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, you know, the Joker and stuff like that. And then they really, like, exasperate the personalities, which I very much enjoy. I definitely recommend you guys watching it.
Yeah. No, what is it on?
The DC app.
Oh, God. The so DC one of those streaming horror app. Streaming
do I have to, like,
that you have to
pay for it? I mean, I no need to sound broke or poor, but I am broken poor.
I have way too many streaming apps.
Secrets out, guys. We're broken poor.
We're broke and poor. I'll call you back when I'm rich.
You know the vibe.
I wouldn't call them back if I was rich. They didn't want me when I was broken poor.
So then, big factos.
This is true.
Unless you're out flex. But is it a streaming site in which you'd have to pay?
I'm pretty sure it has a...
Is it like a free option
week.
With a
free trial?
Oh, there's a free trial. 7 days.
I'm pretty sure there's like a 7-day free trial.
There's a free trial. I'll wait 2 more months and I'll binge it and then I'll just go about my merry day.
Seems like a legit plan.
Yeah.
That's how we started with Netflix and now look at us.
Yeah.
Facto.
Shout out to Netflix for still doing a 30-day free trial. Also, shout out to Hulu for also doing a 30-day free trial.
Did Disney Plus do a 30-day free trial?
Nope, 1 week.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I still haven't paid for it. And I've had it for like over a month.
You really need to check your account because that could they be might a have very false.
I'm pretty sure they already took it.
They probably charged like 80
Disney
bills.
Disney does not play with their money.
It's just like when I.
There's really one thing you should know about Disney.
HBO
it's
and
money.
I had HBO the whole entire time.
Yikes.
Profiting off our childhood since forever.
Yeah.
Disney don't play with money. Absolutely not.
No. Of course, they're money hungry.
Crunchyroll, yeah, on the other hand, so I think is the clutchness.
I'm going to say I love Disney Plus in the sense that, like, oh, I can watch, like, a lot of nostalgic, like, thing. Mm-hmm. But realistically speaking, Disney Plus isn't necessarily worth it to me right now because it doesn't have any bangers aside from The Mandalorian.
So, like, original series,
yeah,
you mean?
It doesn't have any bangers
just
right
The Mandalorian.
Now.
I'm waiting for February to come back because The Proud Family is going to get relaunched with new episodes.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's what I'm waiting for.
The Proud Family.
Do
you see what I'm saying?
Family.
And that's going to be a banger.
And that's what I'm waiting for to pull that trial out. Tip.
Oh, boy.
Well, hint or tip, if you have Verizon, you have free Disney Plus for a year.
Yeah,
I don't have Verizon. You have Verizon?
Sorry. No, I have T-Mobile. My brother has Verizon, so.
Oh.
Just tell him to share the password, because.
I know, right?
I'm just swing that password over here, boy.
You see, I was talking to someone about this the other day. I'm like, I know all of our grown asses doesn't wake up and we're like, yo, let me put on some That's So Raven. Like, no one's really going to actually, you're only going to do it for nostalgia purposes.
Let's go. The future.
Yeah, you can gaze in the future for like an hour, then you're over it because you're like, I've seen this episode.
And like Hannah Montana.
Yeah, you're right.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Well, I mean, it's been years. You haven't been going on YouTube to go see these episodes again.
But
so.
At the same time, it's like Disney knows what they're doing. This is like a nostalgia promotion. This is like I call this a nostalgia pack. They're like, look at all these feels. I know you want to watch your feels again.
What they're doing is because they're streaming away from, they're steering away from Netflix. Cause I used to love being on Netflix to rewatch my old favorites, like classic Disney movies.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Disney person. So like, I would love to watch my original classics on there. And now that they have their own app and they're taking away from Netflix, that's when it's like, ew.
For me, it's like, damn, I gotta watch Toy Story 4 on Disney Plus. That's what y'all niggas are gonna do to me right now?
Well, it's like, if you think about it, like me also being a Disney fanatic, you're paying $20 for the Blu-ray version of their movies, okay? So just $20 for one movie.
Yeah.
So you have all of the Out of the Vault movies, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
For free. Well,
but,
not for free.
But my thing is, right? How, like, and that's the thing. How often am I actually going to watch it? Like, probably, yeah, for the first week, I'm going to, like, binge watch, like, a bunch of my favorite, like, Disney movies. Blah,
and that's
blah.
It.
And then, but once I itch that scratch, that's it. It's like, I feel like there's no
But
use
no,
for
I
anymore.
Totally understand what you mean. Like, they definitely need to, in order to keep the service going and the popularity going, is to have
originals
start going.
That's why I still rock with Netflix, because I know December 26th, season 2 of You is coming out.
That's about a hit.
Oh my gosh.
That is like, it is hard to decide between that and Big Mouth as my favorite Netflix series right now.
Big Mouth is heat too.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, Netflix is only alive right now because they have banger after banger. And it's crazy.
Money Heist, I hear. I haven't
Money
watched
Heist
it yet,
was
but I heard it's
banger.
Good.
I'm waiting for, what is it called? Love, Sex, and Robots?
Yup, Love, Death, Robots, yup.
Like, yeah,
banger.
Now, like, let's ask a real question right now. How many times are you guys really going to rewatch Smart House?
I'm going to rewatch it once.
Yeah,
once you're done.
It.
I'll probably, exactly. And that's the thing. Once
depends
that,
on, like, what
once
I
Once that
like.
Itch is scratched, it's over. I don't care anymore.
And then it's like, you're going to what? You're going to what? Watch Halloween 1 and 2 once every, like, 2 years? You think
or
you're going to have Disney
And then
Plus
whatever
for 2 years?
I think is, like, live on Disney. But the thing is, it's mostly profitable or, like, it's worth it if you have kids.
That's really what it is.
Like, if you have kids and you don't really you like them on Netflix sometimes, but like you run out of things on Netflix eventually, and sometimes you do want them to like know what you watched and then watch their own kind of thing because they do definitely have new content on there.
Yeah,
can you pass me the rubbing alcohol?
That is not rubbing alcohol. What is it? Wasn't it armpit juice before?
It's the
armpit juice.
Armpit juice.
That's what we're calling. What is that called?
It's called
Rubbing off.
You know what? That's exactly what it's called. Rubbing off.
Okay, I can't say it properly. Tell me the correct one.
I call it rubbing alcohol, but it's called Rubbing off.
Tati, how do you say it?
Rubbing off.
It's Rubbing off.
Okay, thank you.
But I call it rubbing alcohol.
Is it a play off of Smirnoff?
I think it's its own original alcohol. Why is it I'm off? So uncultured.
Why does it have off in it? Why does vodka have off?
Because you're going to be off the shits.
You're going to be off the chair soon.
That's true. Smirnoff.
All right, so before we keep going off this tangent, do we have any questions from our viewers?
Let's pull that up and see what we've got.
No, we definitely got some.
Tati's usually the one who's
because she's the only one with a fan base because she's always like hyping herself up.
When your name's T Nasty, you got a fan base.
Her name's T Nasty. She's a painter. She's a gamer. She watches anime.
She doesn't even need an OnlyFans account. But if she do, that's her business.
Oh, she wears cheetah print leggings.
Ooh. I just didn't do my laundry, so this is the only reason.
For anyone listening that likes anime, she likes anime too. Shoot y'all shot. Hopefully you're not ugly, because she'll talk to you respectfully. Right? You would, right? I don't know.
What, if they're ugly, I'll talk to them respectfully?
No, like if they're like, hello, Tati, you're like, hi. But if he's like, hello, madam. You know. Not to say anyone sounds like that.
I know, right?
Everybody looks
actually
Frankie.
the only person that
I'm like staring back like, are you?
The only person that sounds like that are guys that only have neck beards.
I feel like neck beards are disgusting.
I feel like Frankie's gonna have a neck beard following, like old neck bearded guy who's gonna talk to her.
Yuck.
This is a visible frown.
I wonder if I'm gonna have like a female fan base with
you
like
are
my very
you're
critical
definitely
opinion.
You're definitely gonna have like
I feel like I won't
you're gonna have all the technical people like I agree with his stand.
Yeah, that's who I think my following gonna be.
You're gonna have a
everybody's
bunch of people
just pushing up their glasses.
I'm gonna have to adjust the glasses like, yes, that is correct, sir.
Be like, I mean, he's just telling the truth here.
Actual factual. Shut up.
That's gonna be my fan base. But I genuinely don't think I'm going to have, like, a female fan base.
Why?
You never know.
Honestly, ladies, if you're listening out there, I appreciate every last one of you who appreciates me. And I will be giving out, like, constant gifts to my lady fans.
Oh, wow.
Gifts?
Brum, brum, brum.
I'm a fan. Give me a gift.
What are
the gifts? I'm just kidding. I'm my own fan.
If I ever get a fan base, I will respect you all equally. I accept everyone, but don't text me after midnight. That's it, because I'm either asleep or watching anime. And unless
I'm usually watching anime.
I'm watching anime, but unless you have something really good to say, don't send me it.
And unless you're trying to slide. Ah, ha, ha.
I'm a man of God, so.
When?
Says the sex god.
That's gonna get on this podcast.
Mellow the
like,
sex
I'm
god.
I'm pure here. I don't know who that is. Nobody knows
just
me
know
here.
That is his ongoing nickname. Mellow the sex god.
Great.
The god of fornication.
The god of fornication. Holy shite.
So, Lord of Fornication, do you have any messages or questions from the viewers?
I have one.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll let Frankie take
How
this
do you
first.
Feel about follow-up animes like Boruto and Dragon Ball? But I feel like we talked a lot about that.
We definitely did.
So I'm going to very briefly go over it.
TLDR.
Dragon Ball Super did a great job as a comeback because they fixed a lot of problems that Dragon Ball Z didn't. Boruto was just a cash grab, and it's really fucking stupid.
Trash. Yeah. I feel like we all agree. I feel like one of the arcs that have been grabbing people is the back in time arc.
I thought that was the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my
That's an arc?
Life.
I thought that was a filler when I saw Naruto do that.
I'm pretty sure it is a filler.
A filler arc?
Well, like more than one episode kind
so,
of.
So terrible. What they're calling it, they're saying it's like mixed canon. So it's like part canon and then part non-canon.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was on Crunchyroll today, right? And I saw Baruto, whatever. I saw the thumbnail, and I saw Baruto. And then I saw Young Naruto, young Naruto, and I think I saw Jiraiya in the middle. Yeah. I was like, nope.
This is stupid.
I was like, no, next. Not doing this.
And it's crazy because, like, Boruto fans will be like, oh, Dragon Ball Z, people die and then they just come back. And then, like, Boruto will go back in time. This is he! Jiraiya's back! Oh, my God! Like, I hate you. I swear, bro. I hate the Naruto fandom so much, bro. Because they let Naruto and Boruto get away with so much dumb, like,
yep,
terrible.
He's
writing.
He's a gutsy ninja.
He's a wizard. He is not a ninja. He is a Kingdom Hearts Keyblade wielder without a Keyblade.
Once I saw Naruto make the Rasengan run, his son did, like, Gust. If he was a Pokemon, it would be Gust.
Gust.
And then he was like, I'm flying now. I was like, this is why I never watched this bullshit.
Because they're wizards. It had nothing to do with ninjas. Nothing to do with ninjas.
Absolutely nothing.
I just still refuse to watch it.
Because now you're watching Boruto, and it's like, now it's just alien, it's like space wizards versus, like, earthbound space wizards. And it's like, what is happening? What is happening?
You gotta think, you have to, like, always go back to, like, what is a ninja? Like, you can't, why is it all the space stuff?
Yeah.
And they have yet to reach that arc. What does that have to do with the culture of the first being minute a ninja? Of Boruto.
Now they're fighting, like, alien space gods.
They have yet to reach the arc that they tease at the very first episode of Boruto.
Not even come close.
Not even close.
Yeah, I'm all set with that shit, bro.
I'm not going to wait another 200 episodes for them to just finally reach that point. That's just dumb.
Are you sure?
I have not watched not one episode of Boruto.
Yeah. Yet.
The day that they started Boruto, it made it look like it was Boston. And then they noticed that people hated it and turned it back to, like, Third World Leaf Village. Yeah. I knew they were fucking,
I was like,
when
did they get cell phones? Like,
computers in their rooms?
Laptops, yes. At that. They skipped. They went from, like, radio to just laptops.
Yeah.
Yes.
They didn't even have radios. They were shooting fucking messages between each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Next,
like,
thing you know, they're on AIM. I'm like, what is this,
I was like,
shit?
When did the Industrial Revolution happen? I'm confused.
Stupid. Yeah, I don't think it could all happen in, like, 30 years.
No, it wasn't even.
It wasn't even Naruto. It was like
not
32.
Even 30 years. 15, sorry. 15 years.
No.
No, that's way too fast.
12 years. Yeah, 12 years. Yeah, that's way too fast.
I mean, I'm not going to tell this dude how to do his job, but if he was going to do, like, Boruto, they should have at least done it, like, a couple generations ahead, where Naruto is now dead. His father is, like, the descendant of, like, his great-grandson, and then Boruto's, like, the fourth or fifth generation, and then, like, some shit happened. But again, who the fuck am I? I just watch your anime, bro. But guess what? It sucks. I'm sorry, guys.
A whole bag of dicks.
Let me get back to being mellow.
It's okay, mellow. You can let it out.
How are we on time?
We're at 43 minutes.
We should probably get into the topic of the day.
Yeah.
What's the topic of the day?
I actually picked the topic of the day.
Okay, let's tell us.
I did. Let's do it.
Good job.
So, I wanted to discuss, I don't know how to, like, word this where it makes sense to everybody, but I will very much try. When, because we were talking about it earlier, I just want to know, when is it okay for, like, an anime to kind of, like, stray away from the manga story?
When is it okay?
When is it okay for a manga to stray away from the, like, manga story?
That's a good one.
When there's too much dialogue.
That's interesting.
Because when I'm reading manga, sometimes it'll throw me off when there's just, I'm not, like, not to say that I don't read actual books with no pictures, but it makes me just, like, get bored. I'm just like, there's a lot of tiny print that I'm reading here. If I'm reading the manga, and if I'm watching the anime and they're just talking for too long, it's just a turn off. Like, just show me the action. Just get to a storyline that'll, you know, just shorten that a little bit. Not, like, take away the whole dialogue or anything like that. Just modify it so that it's not so lengthy. Because a lot of people have, like, a lot of monologues that just go on and on and on and on. And then, like, they'll put fillers or flashbacks to put it on. But, I mean, sometimes it's too much.
I fucking hate flashbacks.
Yeah. And they'll it's do like, it to use it for the monologue.
I understand the necessity for certain flashbacks. I just don't like excessive flashbacks. I think we've talked about that so many times.
We definitely have.
Oh, flashbacks? Oh, mm-hmm. We've talked about it like almost every episode. Because
It's too much flashbacks really just annoys the shit out of me. Shout out to Demon Slayer. What do you guys think? When is it okay for the anime to stray away from the manga?
Who would like to go next? Because I have something.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
So I think the only good and viable time for something like that to happen is if you can find a way to make a fight in a manga look a lot better animated.
Ooh.
Oh, that's true.
That's
a
good answer.
Yeah.
Because you can't always do a lot of sword play on manga.
Naruto did a lot of that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Naruto, and I definitely, that's one thing I will give a thumbs up for Naruto in, mm-hmm. is in Shippuden, they added a lot of scenes.
The hand-to-hand combat looked really good.
And it made things look way, way better. Like the Kakashi versus Obito.
Oh, mm-hmm. I loved it.
In the manga, it was already like fire. But when it came out like in the anime, it came out even more fire.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I already mentioned it, but like one of my favorite fight scenes.
It's a great fight scene.
Not very necessarily in terms of like power, but just in terms of like depth.
No, absolutely.
And like physical.
The combat, how combat clear and concise it was. You could like see every hit, every move. I loved it.
It was almost like watching it in real life.
I could have done without like the back and forth between the flashbacks, but
no, I liked it.
I understood the significance between
the flashbacks. Players. Then made sense.
It did make sense, and like, that's why I was like, I wasn't mad at it, but I was like, I could have lived without it. It would have been fine.
Facts.
What about you, Tati?
I honestly don't like when it strays away from the manga.
So, go ahead, elaborate on that.
So I just don't, like, I'm usually like even for books, like I'll read books before I watch the movie. Mm-hmm. If things are different, if there are new characters introduced, like for what? For what reason? If the book was good, why change it? Like, where is Walking Dead? Daryl Dixon is not a character in the Walking Dead comic book.
The Walking Dead comic and the Walking Dead series are two completely different stories.
Daryl Dixon is just because of fans. Yeah. That is it. I don't understand the fan hype. That's why I just say like just stick with the manga.
His hair always looks like wet and greasy.
It's dry. Why is it like that?
So yeah, I would just say just.
I'm like, you guys have no access to hair gel. Why does your hair look like that? And even if you did have hair gel, why is that the style that you pick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I digress.
But no, I don't like when they stray away from the manga at all.
So, I'm going to have to agree with Tati in the sense that I don't really like it when they stray away from the manga more often than not. But I do like the examples that you gave. So, if they want to enhance a scene, I'm okay with that. Or if they want to consolidate or like condense a large monologue that can just literally be like 1 minute as opposed to like 20 minutes.
Oh, yes. Because I've watched a significant amount of anime where they're just talking forever and I'm just like...
Attack on Titan. That whole court scene.
Yep.
I was like, y'all are really going to make this into like 3 episodes? Oh my God. I fell asleep. You know how long it took me to get through those 3 episodes just because I kept on falling asleep? So boring. In those two instances, I definitely agree. But for the most part, I really don't like it when they stray away from the story because they always end up doing some stupid shit that I really don't like.
Or sometimes it gets way too far and then there's no real like way to go back to the original storyline.
Mm.
So that's what I have a problem with.
So my next question is, and this is just to like transition very easily. So as you know, there's a lot of series that have like an ongoing manga, but the anime got canceled. if you had to choose one right now, which anime would you bring back? So that, and that's across the board, whether it's Hunter x Hunter, Bleach, whatever it may be, which series would you want to bring back?
Soul Eater.
Oh my god, please.
Oh my god, yes.
Soul Eater, when it ended in the anime, was stupid.
Honestly, the way it ended in the manga was also stupid, so.
But it was less stupid.
Soul Resonance of Boobs? Did you forget that?
Kishin, I beat you because of courage.
Soul Resonance of Boobs.
Maka punched him in the face.
Soul Resonance of
Boobs. And then he died.
Soul Resonance of Boobs. I have nothing left to say.
I have another anime too, but I want to let you guys say yours because I feel like I'm going to just say a lot.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to say something, but I'm really not sure if the manga is any far. Like, I don't know if it's far or anything. I haven't read the manga.
Go for it.
Foolie Coolie.
The manga. Foolie Coolie doesn't even have, like, a consistent manga. Foolie Coolie just keeps on happening.
Does it?
Did you watch the second Foolie Coolie?
No.
You didn't?
No.
It's pretty good.
I would watch it. It's not as good as the first one, but.
Definitely not.
I would definitely watch it.
What about Death Note? Did that ever continue?
Mm-mm.
Death Note.
Because that.
It was spot on.
Death Note was spot on.
So you think it should just have ended that way?
No, I think Death Note should not have ended with Light dying. I think Light should not have lost to some children. But
I think he shouldn't have died that way. But I mean,
I think I was, if anything, the way I wanted Light to die was Ryuk killing him. Like, finding a way to kill him in some, like, really fucked up way. That's how I wanted him. I wanted Light's biggest enemy to be Ryuk, but they ended up making it, like, N and whatever. I don't know. I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. But that's just me, though.
Yeah.
What you got, Frankie?
Yuna of the Dawn.
That's actually a really good choice.
It's one of my favorites. I read the manga like a long time ago before I realized, oh, it's an anime too. I didn't even see that. Mm. But it's been in my queue forever and I didn't even realize. But I really liked it. Do you know? Tell me why you liked it.
Why did I like
Yuna of the Dead? Well, Yuna of the Dawn, sorry.
I liked it because it was dark.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite type of like anime is again dark. Like Berserk, Monster, like, I just like dark anime.
Something with a traumatic,
yeah, so, like, even if it's, like, slightly dark, I'm gonna, like, glean more towards it.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, I love Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul is coming back, though.
Wait, hell what?
Yeah. Tokyo Ghoul, so, to me, like, fuck it, spoilers. I read the manga, so I'm waiting for the arc where he becomes the One-Eyed King. That is when I know Tokyo Ghoul. Because everybody's sleeping on Tokyo Ghoul right now because Tokyo Ghoul Re is really bad.
Exactly.
But when he becomes the One-Eyed King, that, I guarantee you, Tokyo Ghoul will skyrocket back to the top five. Guaranteed.
I'm just
if they make the anime that far,
facts,
they will end up in the top five again. That's how good the story is.
See, I got to season two. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Season two.
Season climax, fire.
Climax, when the one-eyed owl, the owl.
Hits the top.
Climax. And then they decide Tokyo Ghoul Re. And then it's just blah. It's just blah.
Tokyo Ghoul Re is bad, but it makes sense for the transition that it's preparing for.
It needs to happen.
It literally needed to happen
for
what's about to happen next. And it's going to make sense once you get there.
Mm. Okay. I still haven't watched it.
Tokyo Ghoul is, again, it's just not that good.
Yeah.
Another anime that should have translated correctly, well, incorrectly, Akame ga Kill. I read manga and I watched anime and I was like, come on, guys.
I like the manga way better.
The manga's way better. If they did it the manga way, it would have been way better. But they were like near the end, they're like, fuck it, let's kill everybody in the anime.
So, I have a few. Bleach. I feel like they're gonna have some dope ass fight scenes, especially if you read the manga where they reveal Kenpachi's Bankai, Urahara Kisuke's Bankai, They pretty much just revealed all the Captain's Bankais that we wanted to see. They even revealed Captain Commander's Bankai, which was fucking heat. I want them to bring back Claymore because the manga ended perfectly. It was actually one of the very few series that was, like, very good throughout and actually didn't end stupidly. Perfect ending. Absolute perfect ending. I would definitely want them to bring back Claymore. I'm not really a fan of Hunter x Hunter, but I am glad that they're bringing that back.
They're rebooting
it? I heard. No, they're not rebooting it. They're, like, continuing the story.
I hate those niggas so much. I hate them, but I love him.
Because they waited mad long. For no reason. What else? Is there any other series that I really want to see come back? There's actually a lot. Dead Man Wonderland.
That's a dream right now.
Dead Man Wonderland was a... It was an eye ending, but I would definitely, again, those fight scenes, that animation, I know they could do some crazy, crazy shit right now. So definitely Dead Man Wonderland. I love that series.
I think most of the manga that I'm watching, reading right now is mostly like on Webtoon. So they're like a lot of one shot from like original artists.
Ah.
Which I've been paying for. Yay!
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Surprise, Frankie's not broke, bitch.
No, this is definitely money I should not be touching.
Oh,
never going mind. To manga.
Also, Gantz.
Oh, yes.
I really want them to continue Gantz. Also, Hajime no Ippo. I want them to continue Hajime no Ippo. History's Strongest Disciple, Kenichi. I loved that series. I could really do this all day, so I'm just going to stop. I literally just caught my second wind. I was like, oh, wait, there's a mad series.
Yeah.
So much manga that I've read. Where are we on time?
Feel special. 58.
All right. We've hit the end of the series. Thank you guys for sticking it out with us for the entirety of this. I actually feel like we had a lot to say today.
A lot.
It just kind of like blurts out. We can really talk about anime for fucking ever.
We can go to sleep talking about anime.
Yeah.
Big facts.
For me, it's just remembering the titles because there's just so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who wants to do the outro?
Did you stop recording?
Thank you for tuning in on episode 4 of Otaku Cafe. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. We'll be here weekly, but we know you'll be back. Cause I know, lick slips, you like it nerdy.